Greetings. Well, I do hope you had a terrific summer and got a chance to recharge your batteries. Fall and Thanksgiving are clearly upon us, and given that I haven't spoken to you since June, there's a lot to catch up on. Let's start with the Rio Olympic Games. Now, loyal listeners will recall that I was working with archery and the women's basketball team. Along with Penny Werthner from the University of Calgary, I am also a mental training lead for the Canadian Olympic Committee. In that role, I got to speak to many of our mental trainers who were working with our best athletes. I guess at 70 years of age, I'd become a bit of a mentor. As is the case in all Olympics I have been to, the doom and gloom of pre-Olympic press, fortunately, in no way came to realization. It was a terrific Olympic Games, and the competition was simply amazing. Track and field, swimming, they were all incredible. Now, as far as the athletes that I worked with, the results were a mixed bag. Crispin the archer had a good Olympics in that he won a very tense and exciting match in the round of 64 that came down to a single arrow shoot-off between him and his opponent. Crispin shot a 10, his opponent a 9. Living proof that he could perform under pressure. Unfortunately, he came up against an archer in the next round who shot 30 out of 30 in the final end. As Crispin put it after the match, "I'm very happy with my performance, but disappointed with the results." The basketball team played well right up until halfway through their last game against France in the quarterfinals. We lost our mojo and couldn't recover it. It was a devastating setback for players, coaches, and staff. To a person, we all felt that we should have gone on to the medal round. Now, in retrospect, and having gone through some exit interviews with the players and a debriefing, it's clear that there are some things we need to learn. Heck, if we had what it took to get to the next level, we would not have had the setback, the loss. As challenging as it is so important to pull the lessons out of setbacks. Like most lessons in life, this one was not friendly. But I know we will be better because of this. I have been a part of numerous debriefs of the Rio Olympics. An incredibly thorough questionnaire, for example, from the Canadian Olympic Committee that had to do with everything from food services to accommodations, our arrival, clothing, airport pickup, etc. And last Monday, Archery Canada held a one-day debriefing session. We examined each of our roles and how we played them and what we could do differently and better next time. We interviewed each athlete extensively to determine what affected their performance. We looked at the role of various events in the four-year interval between the London Olympics and this one. Things like training camps and what competitions we went to. Did we leave adequate time between competitions? In other words, we considered everything that might have in any way remotely impacted the athletes performing their best so that we can get better when we get to Tokyo in 2020. Now, in this edition of Ignite, you will find a topic very related to this. Peggy's article on the death of the annual performance review, one of the fastest moving organizational developments in recent years, and what it means for how managers have to adjust their approach to coaching and feedback on a daily basis. There's also an excellent article Dane wrote with one of our partner organizations, MedCan, on the real barriers to making healthy changes in our lives and the role a coach can play in supporting health and wellness. Now, in my world, September started off with a bang. 9 presentations from Arizona to Collingwood to Connecticut and points in between. It would seem that the topic of the day is resiliency. Now that should hardly be surprising given what people are going through. You see, it's not just our devices that need an upgrade in these fast-paced, busy times. We also need to upgrade the user, and that's precisely what we focus on. I always try to leave a little room at the end of each session for questions, and I've had some doozies. Heck, I've even managed to answer a few of them. I am surprised at how quickly energy management techniques like breathing have become mainstream, and I'm thrilled to hear that people are beginning to use these under pressure in order to better access their skills, in the same way that the elite golfer or Crispin the archer would use them. Now, it's hard for me to improve on what Thich Nhat Hanh says about the breath and its impact on the mind and body, so let me quote him directly. In our daily lives, he says, our attention is dispersed. Our body is in one place, our breath is ignored, our mind is wandering. As soon as we pay attention to the breath, as we breathe in, these three things come together. This can happen in just 1 or 2 seconds. You come back to yourself. Your awareness brings these three elements together, and you become fully present in the here and now. I love the phrase, you come back to yourself. You broke the attention some thought or feeling held on you, and by focusing on the breath, you came back to being yourself and all of your capabilities. In many ways, it's like shifting to neutral before you redirect your attention out onto the next cue that will help you perform at your best. So here's a bit of a challenge. For the next few weeks, whenever you're waiting for something, anything, be it a coffee at a Starbucks or a lineup at a grocery store, or waiting for that download line on your computer to finally reach the end, instead of getting anxious, use those moments to become more mindful, to notice your breath. Don't overly complicate this. Just notice the breath as it enters and leaves your nostrils, and come back to being yourself. A few years ago, I decided to reframe all those people in express lanes everywhere, including a grocery store, who are searching for the exact change, and I decided to see them as master instructors who have been sent to teach me the art of mindful breathing. I have had a few beauties over the years. Well, that's enough from me for now. Until next time, this is Peter Jensen, reminding you to keep your head up and your stick on the ice. And hey, don't forget to breathe.